Press TV London's outside broadcast unit, 5,000 miles away from home. It's one of the 100-plus vehicles that have successfully made it from the UK to the Gaza Strip in just over 3 weeks. The Press TV team was embedded with the British Viva Palestina aid convoy and provided extensive coverage of the mission's progress as it traversed Europe and North Africa. The assignment led to some peculiar situations. In Tunisia, the broadcast vehicle found itself trapped at a roadblock by police for 12 hours, while in Egypt it became a victim of sabotage. The Press TV team had been trying to send out images of clashes taking place between convoy volunteers and the police in the Egyptian port city of Al Arish, when it was discovered that a vital wire connecting components in the van had been sheared off, and it was clearly not the result of an accident.
I was really shocked. I've never experienced such an act of sabotage. It's completely disabled our capability to show what's going on, to show the live images. That shows how important is the media.
But despite all the obstacles, Press TV's team made it through the Rafah crossing on Monday afternoon, accompanying the humanitarian aid mission from Britain. As the convoy drivers prepared to hand their keys over to Gaza's authorities, contrary to Press TV London's plans, it found it too had to hand its keys over to someone, as no vehicles were being allowed back across the border into Egypt. Enter Press TV Gaza.
We opened the Press TV office about 2 months ago, and we didn't expect to receive this kind of facility this quick. And we're really happy here, especially that it shows how much Press TV is interested in the Palestinian issue, especially in the people of Gaza, who suffered under 22 days of Israeli attacks and still suffering under Israeli siege.
This van will no doubt be a great loss to Press TV London, but every cloud has a silver lining, and so the series of bureaucratic and diplomatic problems mean that Press TV Gaza now has its own satellite broadcasting equipment, giving it an edge over its competitors. Hassan Ghani, Press TV, Gaza.